Hello, welcome to Science Unscripted. Connor here.
And Gabe.
You know, there's a new drug that's been making big news, big headlines.
Deoxymethasone.
No, dexamethasone.
Dexamethasone. All kidding aside, this drug, according to a study out of Oxford, reduces mortality by a third
in COVID-19 patients. Cases. Yeah, we're going to go to an expert, a doctor in Frankfurt. She has already written on this drug and what it can do.
And she is treating COVID-19 patients.
Yeah, what it can do and, most importantly, cannot.
Science Unscripted.
Hello, my name is Maria Fehreschild and I'm the head of infectious diseases at Frankfurt University Hospital. So our job is to treat complicated infections. We have our ward to do that. And during the COVID crisis, we are treating patients with COVID-19 on this ward who do not require intensive care treatment.
Maria, there have been headlines around the world about this new drug, dexamethasone. What is it? What can it do?
Okay, so dexamethasone is a drug that physicians have been using for many years, and it's of the corticosteroid class, and it's currently being used in COVID-19 patients because it has an anti-inflammatory effect.
So if I have COVID-19, I should definitely take this drug?
It will depend on your situation. So in the study that assessed the effect of dexamethasone on the outcome of COVID-19 patients, one could see that patients who were under mechanical ventilation profited from this drug. Patients who received oxygen support profited from this drug. And patients who did not require oxygen did not profit from this drug. So you will need a physician to guide you through this decision. It should not be a decision that you make yourself. And it will definitely be the case that you will only be needing this drug if you are a patient in a hospital requiring oxygen.
Were there any negative side effects for those who weren't on ventilation, who weren't on oxygen? Could it be worse for those people who just have maybe mild symptoms to get their hands on this drug and take it?
So dexamethasone has an action on many different pathways that are important for our body functions. For example, if you take dexamethasone, your blood sugar will increase significantly. That can be a problem, especially for adipose people or diabetics. Then dexamethasone can have an effect on your psyche. You could be confused or become agitated or aggressive.
In response to the preliminary data out of Oxford, a number of hospitals in the United States, for instance, but also all over the world, are already using it on COVID-19 patients. Is that too soon?
That's a very tough question. Since this study could effectively reduce mortality, I would be inclined to treat patients even without the final publication. But I would personally make this decision on an individual case basis. So if I had a patient who required oxygen but was still very stable, I might refrain from using the drug until I have the detailed publication data. But if I have a patient who is in a very critical situation, I might be more inclined to use the drug already.
This drug is really cheap, and that's being touted as a good thing right now, but it's also dangerous because cheap drugs are available on the streets. I talked to a medical distributor in India today, the guy told me that basically, you know, you do need a prescription to get this drug in India. But on the other hand, reports of Google searches for this drug going up in India, a Nigerian doctor on Twitter saying, please don't buy this over the counter or elsewhere. Normal people should not be buying this drug for personal use, should they?
Yeah, that's a very dangerous misunderstanding, this perception. It is definitely not a preventive drug. It is a drug that should only be used in patients who already suffer from a severe form of the disease. And only a physician should make the decision to apply this drug and not a patient or a healthy person.
That was Maria Fehreschild. She's the head of infectious diseases at the Frankfurt University Hospital. A clear message there. Don't take this drug for personal use.
Yep. Thanks for listening, guys. And if you want to get in touch, su@dw.com or send us an audio message on WhatsApp, Signal, or Telegram. 49 for Germany, 170-232-6277.
Science Unscripted.